From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Folks right in the path of the Christmas weekend tornadoes couldn't do much to save their houses. For those who avoid a direct hit, building codes are supposed to protect homes from serious damage. But on a tour of one hard-hit street, an engineer who specializes in how construction holds up during a storm says that's not always the case. The wreckage is still strewn along Tricia Lane in Glen Heights, just south of Dallas. Generator-powered floodlights hum as the sun burns off the early morning fog. Piles of rubble line the streets. In front of one house, an artificial Christmas tree is piled with furniture, clothes, and broken bricks and lumber. Tim Marshall, an Irving-based engineer and meteorologist, walks me over to a foundation. It's all that's left of a home that's been bulldozed. Vinyl flooring still sticks to the concrete slab.
That's what your house is anchored down to, right there.
How that house is anchored to its foundation matters. In this case, all that held the house down were basic nails.
One of two things happens. Either the wall pulls through the nail and leaves the nail, as we have here, or it goes ahead and pulls the nail out of the concrete, which you'll see little divots like we have right next door.
The National Weather Service brings in Marshall after tornadoes to help figure out how buildings were ripped apart. This time, he saw a lot of inadequate construction. And that's not unusual. Some of it violates building code requirements, but a lot of the time, it doesn't. It'll meet code. Marshall says it's important to understand the code is only a minimum standard. He says, think about it like studying for a test.
Do you study the night before to get the minimum to pass? No, hopefully not. Hopefully you study so that you get above the minimum to pass. Well, unfortunately, in this building industry, we see a lot of times where the goal is the minimum.
That minimum? Not every place in Texas even has a minimum. Leslie Chapman Henderson is the president of the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes, which looks at standards to keep houses standing in storms. She says counties in Texas have very limited ability to enforce building codes. So a lot of unincorporated areas, there's practically no standard.
You know, most homeowners aren't there when the house is constructed. So if there's not a building code, or if there's a building code, but it's voluntary, how can you be assured that appropriate consumer protections are there to make that home strong and safe?
Chapman Henderson says small changes to the code can save homes and lives. Fort Worth, Dallas, Arlington, and most Texas cities say that houses should be able to withstand a 3-second gust of 90-mile-an-hour winds. Her group wants to see that benchmark raised to 120 miles an hour.
In the majority of tornadoes and the majority of time, we can save those homes. And it's not an expensive proposition to simply reinforce them. But the only way we can weave that into the way we build is by putting it into the building code.
Raising the standards in the code has a price, says Texas A&M Construction Sciences professor Ben Bigelow, one he thinks the construction industry will resist.
The unintended consequence of that is that if the price of housing goes up or is increased, then how many more people do we then alienate from the American dream of, you know, owning your own home?
Back in Glen Heights, engineer Tim Marshall says he also expects resistance to tougher codes. That's why he says consumers should push builders to do it right.
It's up to the individual. It really is. You are responsible yourself for your own safety.
Another option, Marshall says, is to build a tornado safe room in a new home. Those reinforced steel and concrete boxes will cost upwards of a few thousand dollars, but they're meant to keep you safe if your house takes that direct hit. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.